כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
רבי יוני רוזנפלד, still, what is today, 29th December, Chof Hei Teves. Rabbi Yoni Roosevelt topic. Wo steht er? Hasmonien base. Do you need a by the Sevetal part 2?
Okay, good morning everybody. Thank you for having me back again. Wasn't expecting to be back again so soon. It's my honor to be back, not yours to have me. So we started to discuss last time what I think is mamish super duper geschmack, the final mitzvah of the Torah. The Torah says va'ata kitzvah lachem et hashir hazoy v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. So we'll do maybe a quick chazara of last week, and then we'll get straight back into what we want to discuss last week. We didn't have time for. So we brought down last week as a famous machlokes, the Rambam and Rashi, as to what really is the mitzvah of va'ata kitzvah lachem. The Gemara Menachah says halokeach sefer Torah min hashuk. A person who buys the text of the Torah from the shuk, kachleik that mitzvah min hashuk. It's like he grabbed the mitzvah from the shuk. What does that mean? Person who takes the Torah from the shuk, he buys it. It's like he grabbed the mitzvah. Says Rashi Menachas on Daf Lamed, mitzvah kavod. He did a mitzvah. So if a person buys the sefer Torah according to Rashi, you perform the mitzvah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says not like that. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Chafala from a base, Amar Rava, even though a person inherited a sefer Torah from his father, mitzvah lekosvai mishaloi. He nonetheless must write a sefer Torah himself. So Rava says, even though you inherited a sefer Torah, it doesn't help you. You still have to write it. So what's the mitzvah, to write, or is the mitzvah to what's the mitzvah? The Rambam, we spoke this out last week, just a quick chazara, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, Paskin, that the mitzvah is on every single Jew to write a Sefer Torah. So we see clearly from the Rambam, there's no two ways about it, the mitzvah is to write. The Gemara Menachah said, Elekech Sefer Torah Min Ashuk, Kechoytef Mitzvah Min Ashuk. Okay, who says Kechoytef Mitzvah Min Ashuk means a Yotzeh the Mitzvah? Rashi said that. Maybe the Rambam disagrees. If you look at the Drisha in Siman Resh Ayin, the Drisha writes, Kechoytef Mitzvah Min Ashuk means you didn't do the mitzvah, you grabbed it. Not that you're Yotzeh the Mitzvah, Adraba, Baket, you're not Yotzeh the Mitzvah. That's how the Rambam will learn. So the Rambam will learn that if you talk, if you grab a mitzvah, you're not Yotzeh the Mitzvah.
But after
saying
the term, you have to first
have written for you. So either one would work. We have a rule of Shluchai Shel Adam Kamoisai. If you are the man, they have to write before you, it should be no different to every other mitzvah. That person is Mekayim with the Shliach. And yeah, the post can write, you're absolutely Mekayim in mitzvah, Sefer Torah, the Shlichus, if you get a Sefer to write it. So it comes out, right now we're holding a major machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, it's okay, Yotzeh. If you pass Sefer Torah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says you have to write it. Rashi says there will be a machlokes in the Gemara. Rav holds you Yotzeh if you buy it, and Rava says you have to write it. And Rav will beat Rava. That's halacha. Rav is the head of the Reish Gadol. So halacha karava over Rava. The Rambam will learn, no, Rava and Rav are not arguing. Rava in Sanhedrin says, so it's like the gizzes if it's Rava or Rava. Whoever it is in Sanhedrin, Rav in Sanhedrin writes, you have to write it. Says the Rambam, he's not arguing on Rav. When Rav said, if you buy a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, Kechaytav Mitzvah and Ashuk, you know what Rav means? Rav means do not Yotzeh, like the Jesus says in Reish Ayin. Kechaytav Mitzvah and Ashuk means do not Yotzeh. They have a major machlokes what the Mitzvah is. The Minchas Chinuch talking down in Mitzvah Tariyag, something very, very interesting. That the Rambam and Hechos Malachim and Muhammad and Perakim and Lachim Aleph, the Rambam passing, that if you have a Sefer Torah and you lose it, you must get another one. Why? Why do you have to get another one if you lose it? If the mitzvah is to write it, so you've written it. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, a major chiddush in Sukkot Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch learns up that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is to write it. But it's not over when it's written. You must continuously own this Sefer Torah. It's a dual mitzvah. It's a hybrid. You have to write it, but it's not over when you've written it. You must own it. Why won't be the pshat? Very simple. Because the Torah says, "V'ato kitzel chemet hashir hazoit." It's not over there. V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. You have to teach it. It must be in your mouth. It's got to be, you've got to talk about it. You've got to learn it. It's not over when you've written it. No. You've got to continuously own it. There's, if you lose it, Taki, you're going to have to write another one. But Anna Hanami, if you buy it, you won't be Yoitzah. Mashiach and Rashi holds you are the Shulchanot Paskin Simon Resh Ayin, the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah. Says the Ramo, and if you buy a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, Kechoitzah mitzvah and Ashuk, quoting Gemara Menachos word for word, says the Ramo, but ain't a Yoitzah. And you're not Yoitzah. Says the Taz, Ramo, you didn't see Rashi? Rashi says if you buy a Sefer Torah from the Shuk, Kachaytach mitzvah means a yoitzer. Says the Ramon in Yeradeh, Resh Ayin Sif Aleph. Itaki, you know yoitzer. Says the Taz, you didn't see Rashi. Elamai, the Rambam, and the Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramon, pass by the Rambam. And they hold Taki if you buy, you know yoitzer. The Jewish citizen in Resh Ayin. So the Taz clearly says, I don't understand why you're not passing by Rashi. The Taz will hold like Rashi. The Taki, you're going to be yoitzer in such a situation. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramon, right, clearly you're not yoitzer if you buy. Says the Zulma Goy to Bira Gran Risha Antifas and Gimel, the Divrei Rashi Ikka. The words of Rashi are Ikka. That's the main thing. We follow Rashi, and the halach is if you buy it, Taka, according to the Groy of the Nabi Yoitza, as Paskin is Aruch HaShulchan, and Risha Ayin, that if you buy it, Shavato Yoitza, and Aruch HaShulchan says, the Divrei HaRamot Tamuin. He says the words of the Ramah are just perplexing. The Ramah said, you buy Sefer Torah, you're not Yoitzah. What if Rashi said you are Yoitzah? You can argue on Rashi. Elamai, the Ramah is passing by the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, if you buy Sefer Torah, you're not Yoitzah. Mashiach, according to Rashi, you are. That was a quick recap of the last time. So we wanted to discuss the Shalom of the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva that's brought in the Nitzah Gabriel Shalom Shibbeth in the back of Matzah Sefer Torah in Shulah Beis. In its contrast, Be'er Mayim Chaim and Sunni Yedzayim ask the following question. I don't understand. How can it be that from Jewish people, you don't keep this mitzvah? We've just learned, it's much like a Shresh of the Rambam, how to do it. But it's a Tariag mitzvah, brought in Sefer Chinuch, brought in the Rambam, it's a Gemara Menachos, it's sitting in the Barab, it's a Pasuk in the Torah. Yet we see, from a Yidden, they don't keep it. Oh, so it's expensive. Okay. Are Jewish people cheap when it comes to mitzvahs? We're happy to do mitzvahs, whatever it takes. So this is a good point. We do want to discuss this. This taka is a good point. But the shaila is when the gemara says ali baglesim is a choymesh. That means you're mechuyev to do it, or that means more than a choymesh, you shouldn't do. But does that mean less than a choymesh you're mechuyev? We'll have to see. But just from the Gemara by a Chaymesh doesn't necessarily mean you mechuyev up to a Chaymesh. It just means more than a Chaymesh you can't do. So we'll have to see. We might should discuss this. I do want to discuss that it's expensive. But first, this is the Shaila. That from people don't do it. Now, just before we discuss how it can be from people don't do it, very interesting what the Minchas Chinuch writes right at the end in Tariag. He writes like this. If the mitzvah is to write a Sefer Torah, so, kozman, you haven't written it, you haven't been mevatel anaseh. It's like, if there's a mitzvah to put tefillin on, so if you want to daven at a late minyan, you want to daven at a 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock minyan. So, until you put your tefillin on, you're not mevatel anaseh, correct? You just, if you, on first day sukkahs, if you want to daven at a late minyan, and you wait to shake your abdomen until 10:30, so when they got to there in Hallel, you're not mevatel anaseh until then. You just, whatever, you're being. You're delaying it, yeah. I don't say the word being lazy, you're allowed to daven late. But yeah, you're delaying the mitzvah. It's not us, but if the mitzvah is to own a Sefer Torah, and the Torah wants you to constantly own it, why? The lambda is to know Torah Suma Bafiyam. So calls man that you're delaying it, you're being mavatan and asay, because the Torah wants you to constantly have it. So it's not like by tefillin you can daven at a late minyan or shake your arba minim late. No, if the Torah wants you to own it, for a reason you're able to learn from it, and you're a Shemaim in your home as a Sefer Chinuch writes, and to teach your children, so Kol Zman, you don't own it, you're Mevatel Anaseh, and the Minchas Chinuch brings the Ran in Yuma, and then Ran in Yuma says something scary. The Ran in Yuma writes that lots of Bittel Aseh's piled up together is worse than a Lois Aseh. Chiddush of the Ran in Yuma. The Ran writes in Yuma, if a person fails to fulfill a positive commandment many times, that can be worse than transgressing a negative commandment. So therefore, if a person went 20 years, 30 years, 70 years, and didn't own the Sefer Torah, if the mitzvah is to own it, which it appears from Rashi and Menachos Taka, the mitzvah is to own it, then how are you going to make up the 50 years of a bittul asay? That's worse than a loisa asay. Normally, tshuva than asay, you can just do tshuva on that spot, the Rama Pasuk and Hilchos Tshuva, and you're done. But by a loisa asay, so that's worse, that you need Yom Kippur for. So maybe a person's going to need Yom Kippur, meaning with Vatel, all the years of his life, he didn't own a sefer Torah, if Tata the mitzvah to own it, like it appears to be from Shittas Rashi, Menachos and Flamas. So this is a shot I have to deal with the shot of the Be'er Sheva. So I wasn't going to start with money, but seeing it was discussed, we'll discuss this. So maybe it's expensive. Could this be a time that it's expensive? So comes along the great Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in Yeredea, in Chelek Aleph, in a Kuf Samach Kemal. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes like this. He says, we have a Gemara that says, Hamizbazbez, Aliyazbez, Yosef Mechonesh. A person who wants to give up his money shouldn't give up more than a fifth. Says Moshe, that doesn't mean you mechuyev up until a fifth. It just means more than a fifth, the rabbis aren't pleased with you. Ein ruach hachomim loichemenu. If you spend more than a fifth, the rabbis are not pleased. Even if you're doing it for good reasons. You want to do a mitzvah. If it's more than a fifth of your money, the rabbis are not pleased with what you're doing. Says Moshe, look what I wrote in my chidushim in Dibris Moshe on Bava Kama. I didn't attempt to learn Dibris Moshe and Bava Kama, the way above me. But he says, look what I wrote in Dibris Moshe and Bava Kama. And he says, over there, I brought down that according to Roy's Poiskin, you are not mechuyev to spend even up into the tenth. Meaning even 8% of your money, you're not mechuyev to spend on a mitzvah, I say, even a mitzvah iveres. A mitzvah iveres means if you don't do it now, it's going to go. Meaning, if the only matzah in the world that's going is 8% of your money, you don't have to spend 8% of your money. If the only etrog in town is 8%, 9% of your money, you're not mechuyev to do it. If you want to do it, so ruach hachomim loichemenu. More than 20% of this, then ein ruach hachomim loichemenu. The rabbis are not pleased with you. But zog through Moshe, up until 10%, you're not even mechuyev to do it. Says Moshe Feinstein, and seeing as it's very expensive to write Sefer Torah, and for many people, it's not affordable. That's the reason why many tzaddikim, shleinim, yerushalayim, throughout the generations, were not makbid eretz mitzvah. So we have a source here that says it's expensive, so maybe one could be made. We started to discuss last week the Rosh. We just started it. The Rosh says an unbelievable chiddush. The Rosh writes in his chiddushim in the back of Menachos. He wrote halachas. So he wrote halachas and kunshas, halachas of Sefer Torah. And right in the beginning, the Rosh writes something unbelievable. It's really, if you look at the Beis Yosef, he actually brings it to the Goyim. But the Rosh writes that everything we've learned was all in the Doros HaRishonim. Those are the early generations where people learned from the Sefer Torah. But now that we don't learn from the Sefer Torah, the Ha'inna, the mitzvah is, Lichtai, Chumashim, Mishnayas, Gemaras, their Perushehen. And its commentaries. Would you believe that? Would you believe the Rosh writes that? Comes along the Drisha and the Prisha, one of the main Mepharshim on the Torah. This is brought by the way also in the Torah in Resh Ayin, B'Shem's father, the Rosh. He says, Adoni Moi, the Rosh said this, his father. And the Drisha and the Prisha understand that the Rosh means it literally. There is no longer a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is ended. It's over, finished, whatever language you want to use. It is over. The mitzvah now is to write Chumashim, Gemaras, Mishnayos, Ver Perushehem. That's the opinion of the Jewish and the priest in the Torah. Comes the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef says, I don't understand the Rosh. Is the Rosh really coming to tell me that there is no longer a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? You cannot do that. Moshe wrote it in the Torah. V'ato kis v'lachem es hashir azois. The Rosh, as great as he is, cannot come along and say the mitzvah doesn't apply. Comes the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef says, I'll tell you what the Rosh means. The Rosh means there is also a mitzvah now to write Gemaras, Chumashim, Perushehem. Why? Because that's how we learn. We don't learn from the Sefer Torah. After they cut the Jewish and the Prisha right, it would actually be disrespectful to open up the Aron HaKodesh, take out Sefer Torah, and start learning from it. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rosh doesn't mean that there is no longer a mitzvah. He means there's also a mitzvah to write Chumashim, Gemaras, Mishnayos, Perushehem. Now, what does the Beis Yosef mean? The Beis Yosef means that the Rosh learns you have to do both, or you can do either. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Atshuva and Yeredei, and Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, this is how I understand the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef doesn't mean you have to do both, You can do either. You can either be the kind of mitzvah through a Sefer Torah, or you can become a mitzvah through Chumash and Gemara, which is not a Perashah, and you can do either one. But says Rav Moshe, if you're the kind of mitzvah through a Sefer Torah, it is not enough just to write it or to buy it, according to the Rashi, Rama, whoever you want to learn. Because if you just take a Sefer Torah, you write it, let's say, or you buy it, and you use it for Monday, Thursday, and Shabbat, Kriya Sotayra, says Rav Moshe, you have not been Mekayem the Mitzvah. Because that is not called the Lambas B'nei Shrosim of Afiyam. That is just called the Kriya, the Ezra was the Sakat for us to do on Monday and Thursday and Shabbat. That is not called Lambas B'nei Shrosim of Afiyam. If you're Mekayem the Mitzvah Sefer Torah, you're going to have to learn from it. You're going to have to take it out and do Chumash with it. You're going to have to do Shmai Mikra with a real Sefer Torah. And it's not a Zilzul, because you're doing it for Kima Mitzvah. Or if you want to use Chumashim, then you have another option. Either write Chumashim, but if you do, you're going to have to learn from it. So it's not just enough for a guy just to, you know, sign a check and buy a Sefer Torah or donate one, which you said last time, you poshed not the time limit, sir. Zot Yer Moshe, either one, you must actually learn from it. It's not just enough to write it or to write the Chumashim. Says Yer Moshe, a major chiddush how he understands the Rosh, that although the Rosh's words are that nowadays the mitzvah is to write it, says Rav Moshe, you're mekayim it also by buying it. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you go to the shop, you buy a chumash, you buy a gemara, you buy a mishnah, you buy any of the perishim that you see on the shelf here, you're mekayim a mitzvah asay min ha-toirah v'ata kis v'lachem et hashir ha-zash. Now based on this, it is very easy to be melamed tzuchus on achenu b'nei Yisrael, who aren't makbid on this mitzvah. Because according to how Rav Moshe learns the Beis Yosef learns the Rosh, which is brought in the Torah, and by the way, brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodeh Simon Reshayan Seif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes that now there is a mitzvah to write Chumashim, and according to Rav Moshe, you're also to by buying. So is there a Jew in the world who has never bought a Sefer? Impossible. Therefore, according to this, it can be a Balamitzvah. Because people aren't the kind of mitzvah, have the kind of mitzvah. By buying Chumashim, by buying Sfarim, by buying Perishim, by buying Heintika Rosh Hashivas, now there'll be Mechadish things on the Gemara, any Marbet Torah, anybody that's writing things, now you're talking the kind of mitzvah, that's the way to Melamed Tuchus. I hear what you're saying. I mean, the only thing is, this is the Chiddush of the Rosh. Not everyone necessarily agrees to this. According to the Rambam, you can't be yotze by buying, you have to be any by writing. So this pashtus won't work in the Rambam, because the Rambam holds you have to write. That pashtus pshat appears to be going in the opinion of Rashi. Could be that maybe in the Rambam, he doesn't say exactly if he's going in the Rambam there, in that shuvah. Could be maybe the Rambam, you could be yotze also by buying. But even still, this is the chiddush of the Rosh. The Beis Yosef brings up when you look up the Goinim, and there was also the opinion of the Goinim, but I don't say everyone agrees to this. It's the opinion of the Rosh. To say everyone agrees to this? I don't think so. This is the type of thing, if you don't say it, you don't hold it. We can't assume that all the Rishonim hold this Kiddush of the Rosh. It's the type of thing, if you don't say, you don't hold off. But I hear what you're saying. It could be, according to this, it would be even Lechat Chila. I hear that. That's the third point. Comes the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Lamavov with a bigger Kiddush than the Rosh, in my humble opinion. Write the Shagas Aryeh as follows. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin. On Daf Lamed. And the Gemara over there wants to know if the Vav of the word Gachoin is from the first half of the Sefer Torah or from the second half. Says with Yosef, which half is it from? The first half or the second half? So it doesn't say who, but it says Amr Edith said to him, let's go get a Sefer Torah and check it out. So we're going to go and get a Sefer Torah, bring it to Rav Yosef and say, Rav Yosef, instead of you asking this question, let's just check it out. Says Rav Yosef, no. See, once upon a time, they used to open up the Sefer Torah and check, go through the letters, and they could work out where it was. But those are the previous generations who are Bekiyin, who are experts, the Chaseiros, the Yeseiros, in additions and deletions, that's the word. But we are not. We are not Bekiyin, the Chaseiros, the Yeseiros. What are Chaseiros, the Yeseiros? So some words in the Torah are written Mole, and some are written Chaser. Yaakov in the Torah, five times as above. The rest of the time doesn't. We can go through the whole Torah. Many words sometimes have a vav, sometimes don't have a vav. Says Rav Yosef, in our generation, the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Lamed, we aren't experts in what words should be full and what words should not be full. That's the Gemara in Kiddush, and therefore bringing out the Sefer Torah isn't going to help you. Because our Sefer Torahs are not 100% accurate like they were from the previous generations. Then you can't go into Aron HaKodesh, take out Sefer Torah, and say, all right, let's check. You cannot do that. Why? Because the Sefer Torah that we have, it's not the Tuxi 100%. It's not, that's the Gemara in Kiddush, that's what Yosef says. Says the Shagos Aryeh, Mamish Yachal Lifta Ha'olam, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mamish Yachal Lifta Ha'olam, says the Shagos Aryeh in Siddur Lamed Vav, based on this Gemara, there is no longer a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Unbelievable. Do you know why there's no longer a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? How do you know it's a valid Sefer Torah? They bring at the bottom something unbelievable. The Chasam Sofer in Shuvah in Yeredeh and Siman Nun Beis writes that based on this Svar of the Shagos Aryeh, you don't make a bracha when you write a Sefer Torah. Why not? It's a Torah mitzvah. Says the Chasam Sofer, you know why? Because how do you know you're really being kind of mitzvah? Because even Rabbi Yosef, who was in Amora 2,000 years ago, they weren't sure if their Sefer Torah was 100%. Says the Chasam Sofer, and that is the reason why there is no bracha on Ksiva Sefer Torah. I have to Torah mitzvah. Yes, you're doing it 100%. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. Says the Shagos Aryeh, and maybe it could be there's a mitzvah to Rabbono on Torah Sefer Torah. Kadesh Shalosh Shitach HaTorah Mishrael. Says the Shagos Aryeh in Siman Lamed Vav, no. There is not even a mitzvah to Rabbonon nowadays to write a Sefer Torah. Because how do you know that you are writing it properly? And he says that in the times of the Tanayim, they were Medukta. We see the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That in the times of the Tanayim, they were Tekka Medukta and have to write a Sefer Torah. But in the times of the Amorayim, write the Shagos Aryeh Nishkach, the Messiah was lost. And we no longer have a clear-cut, definitive Messiah of how to write a Sefer Torah. And therefore, nowadays, there is no longer a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, even midrabanan. Yacha lifta ha'olam ge'endin. There's no mitzvah anymore from the Shagos Aryeh. Pardon? So you say, how do you make a bracha on aliyah? That's a very good question. So the poskim do discuss this. There is a difference between kedusha Sefer Torah and the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. Even if it's not 100% written properly out to the mitzvah of ksiva, doesn't mean there's no Kedusha Sefer Torah. For example, a Sefer Torah, let's say for example, that's written Yaakov without a Vav, where it should be, or vice versa. Let's say for example, it's no longer going to become a Ksiva Sefer Torah. Can you take it into the toilet? Absolutely not. There's still Kedusha Sefer Torah. And when there's Kedusha Sefer Torah, you can make a bracha for an aliyah. Mashenk in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah is different, as the points can discuss in various places. Very nice point. I'll call upon him. Correct. As long as you're following the Masorah that we have, it's got Kedusha Sefer Torah. But for the myth of Ksiva Sefer Torah, we're not convinced that you become a myth of Ksiva Torah. I'll call upon him. I just want to discuss whether or not the Poskim like the Shagos Aryeh. I mean, this is a whopping Kiddush. This is a whopping Kiddush to say such a thing. The Poskim do not like the Shagos Aryeh. Comes along the Minchas Tzinnich and he quotes the Shagos Aryeh. I didn't know he had a Shagos Aryeh. He brings him Siman Lamed Vav and quotes him. Says the Minchas Tzinnich, no, absolutely not. Number one, he says, what are you going to do with the mitzvah of Tfilin? Tfilin also we haven't got on the Torah? That means the same thing should apply by Tfilin. So he says he's not necessarily true because Tfilin is only four parashiyos, and that four parashiyos we talk about a Masorah from. It's the Shema, it's Kodesh Kviyachah, that we had a Masorah from. Mashek is the Gaza Sefer Torah, tuck it in the times of the Amorayim. We lost it. It says, the Amorayim suddenly forgotten the Messiah? That's unlikely Amorayim would forget such a thing. It would be lost in those generations. What's happening then that they got lost? Says the Minchas Tzinnich, unbelievable. Mr. Tariag, there's two types of Chaseris Yeseris. There's a Sefer Torah that's Chaser Yeser, meaning it's got a Vav, it hasn't got a Vav, that changes the meaning of the word so much so that Chazal will darshan differently based on the meaning. For example, the Gemara in Sukkah says that it says the Sukkahs without a Vav. The Gemara, the Mishnah learns a lot from there. That it has to be one Sukkah, not two. A Sukkah under a Sukkah is possible. The Gemara learns a halacha in Hilchus Sukkah from the lack of a Vav. The Sukkahs without a Vav. The Gemara says that Karnos without a Vav is Mashma one. Two is Mashma two by halachas of Zrikas Adam. The Gemara in Hilchus Kotchim learns halachas from Kronos with a Vav or without a Vav. Says the Minchas Chinuch. But there are other Chaseris for Yeseris that do not change the halacha. No nafka minute halacha. and it doesn't change anything legabi the halachas of Ksiva Sefer Torah. For example, sometimes it's written Aaron with a vav, sometimes without a vav. There are no halachas you learn from that vav or without a vav. Therefore, in these types of chaseris v'yaseris, you are not lacking anything in the mitzvah, and you can mekayim the mitzvah right, the minchas chinuch, b'shleimus, in its entirety, completely. Right, the minchas chinuch. The mesorah that we lost, the chaseris v'yaseris, as a seat in the Gemara tradition, was only the mesorah for the vavs that do or don't make an afka minutz halacha, for example, Aaron. If it says it with a vav, the vav doesn't change anything for us halacha l'maisa. But all the chaseris v'yaseris that are going to make an afka minutz halacha, he writes chas v'shalom to say that it was ever nishkach in Klal Yisrael. We have a mesorah and we follow our mesorah, and to ever say that such a thing was lost, chas v'shalom, that you're being mighty loud and all the doros are shining, and those chaseris v'yaseris are never ever lacking. So, there you go. Very, very nice. That's what we see. Oh, Rav Didi just reminded me that the Minchas Chinuch himself actually writes that there were times, for example, the Gemara says Petzua Daka. Yeah, in Sefer Devarim it says Petzua Daka. Right, the Sefer Chinuch, we had a hay. But he says in the Sefer Teres HaYishanim that I myself saw, it had an aleph. He writes, I checked it up. I went to the old Sefer Torah and I had an aleph. We write with a hay. Right, the Minchas Chinuch, it doesn't make a difference aleph or a hay. The midst of Ksivas Yivakayim B'Shleimus. The other poskim also do not like this Shagas Ari. What are the other problems of the Shagas Ari? Comes along the Sefer Maginisa de Rav, written by Reb Baruch Frankel. And I saw this in the Shalat HaTrivas and Nisi Gabriel at the end of Afasa Sefer Torah in Simon Gimel. And he writes like this. He writes that the Ram in Drushas, in Drush Vav, and Drush Yadalef, says a major Yisoid in Yiddishkeit. The Ram writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that one day Asid Nevuah Lefatel, one day prophecy will cease to exist, and we won't have people to go to answer our shailas, and we'll know for sure this is coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Writes the Ram, do not worry, because when the Nevi'im passed away in Chag HaMelech Zechariah, the last Nevi'im, the Nevi'im has ended, we have Chachomim. And what Chachomim tell us is Ke'ilu, it was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And when Chachomim talk, to be Mepatek, or to even be Mahara Acharav, Chas V'Shalom. What they say is Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Writes the Ram, and when Chachomim tell us things, what they say is Torah Emes. Says the Maganisa to Rabbi Baruch Frankel, a beautiful insight. He writes, based on this Ram, we have a Messiah of how a Sefer Torah is written. And it's gone the Dora Doris. And correct me if I'm wrong, as far as I'm aware, that all communities in the world have the same Sefer Torah. As far as I'm aware, Hasidim, Litva, Sephardim, is the Torah Daka different? Is that different? Nowadays, oh, that's interesting. They're saying Petzua Daka. Oh, that is interesting. That is interesting. So Kol Echad for their Messiah. The Sephardim, their Messiah, with a Daka, with an Aleph, with a Hey, that will be different. But right to Maganisa Dirab, when you have a Messiah, that is Tyrus Emes. It's like it was given to P. Moshe Rabbeinu. And to be Mahara Akharab is an Aveira. And when a person says that, it has to show up to say that. You have a Messiah, that is it. And therefore, you can write it and rest assured that if that is your Messiah, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Just end off. Again, I think we do a part three. But I just end up with Aruch HaShulchan writes. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Rish Ayin, he said, I don't know what the Shah, he brings Echad Magadolim in brackets right to Shagas Ari. He says, what are we talking about? He says, we have a rule. Achrei Rabim Lahatois. Adin Doraisa. We use this for everything. Chazokah, the river, speak to the Kailel. We use this for everything. The rule of Achrei Rabim Lahatois. Adin Taira. We have Rois Poiskim and Rois Sifrei Taira that don't say this. The Shagas Ari is a bad right, Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Ayin. He says, he's talking about, we have Achrei Rabim Lahatois. Rois Poiskim say we have a Messiah. Achrei Rabim Lahatois. All Sifrei Torah, maybe Sephard, but each one to their Messiah. And Chatsan, then he just ends up reading the Gemara B'chois Tachit Zayin. The Gemara, there's Machloike, if Eshel is something to be Adam or not, can a human being be precise in measurements? So according to one Tana, you can't be exact. It's impossible to be exactly. Ask the Gemara, according to that Tana, so how can Moshe Rabbeinu Build a Mishkan. How could Moshe build a Mishkan with a Midos? It can't be exact. Says the Gemara in Bechorah Daf Yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. You do your best. I can't do exactly in Amma. It's impossible. The exact. Okay, fine. It's impossible. You do what you should do. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, so to here. You do what you should do. Even though technically there could be maybe ever, doesn't matter. The Mishkan that we have, we follow. Therefore, the place and don't like the Shagar say, Akol Panim, there is way to be either Lechatchila, or we would have a trust, however you want to say it, on the Jewish people that don't do it, and even the Moshiites, many, many Yerush Shemayim and Shleimim did not do it. Al Koponim, no question about it, the person does it, they are the Kaim and Mitzvah, we have the Rosh to be maker with the Prime, etc. The Poskim do not like the Shagas Aray. Have a wonderful day.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111